Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Chof Dalet of Masech de Servin. The topics we'll discuss include: the Gemara begins by continuing the discussion of how planting in a karfif affects the halachas of caring in it. This leads to a discussion of how trees may be arranged in the karfif in a way that will maintain the ability to live normally in it. The Gemara discusses whether a wall that is breached and rebuilt one amma at a time, totaling breaches of 10 ammas, is considered to be a new wall. The Gemara compares it to two other halachas about small changes that are fixed before adding up to a big change. The Gemara also discusses under what conditions will a doorway opened from the house to a karfif make it permissible to carry in. The Gemara discusses the status of a back lot behind houses that is not used for residential reasons and how to make it mutter to carry in it on Shabbos. This leads to a discussion of a very specific case of a back lot that opens to a mavoi and a path to a river. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include: kol klei bali batim shiurin kirimayim. All kelim used by homeowners are considered to be usable and therefore are makabel tuma until the holes in the kli are large enough that to allow a pomegranate to fall through. Medris, when a zav, zava, nida, or yeledis sits or leans or stands on something that is made for the purpose of sitting, leaning, or standing, the item becomes an avatuma. Rechava is the open area behind houses that is usually not used for normal residential purposes.